This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, got an update for you on the pandemic. A couple of big things here, including an admission on my part, a judgment mistake, failure that I made about apparently hospitals and doctors. But this is an important update for several reasons. The first thing that I want to say is that, as you know, the virus is real. And yet, I mean, the virus is real. It's a biological weapon. I know people who've lost their sense of smell and taste because of it. I know people who've had family members who've died because of this. The virus is real. No question about it. And those who are saying that it's a total hoax are just flat out wrong. However, the health authorities who have been pushing the lockdowns and the quarantines and the masks and the vaccines and everything else, they have now lost all credibility, to the point where I will no longer listen to them. I will no longer recommend wearing masks. I will no longer support any social distancing, any lockdowns, any vaccine, nothing of the kind. Not because the virus isn't real. Like I said, the virus is real. But because we know how to beat it with nutrition, and the tech giants and the media and the corrupt, fraudulent criminal science establishment, the medical journals like The Lancet and so on, they are all covering up the truth about how easy it is to beat this thing. We can beat COVID-19 by simply using nutrition. We can use vitamin D, vitamin C, we can use zinc, we can use healthy eating. We can use, you know, a number of nutritional supplements that are out there. And there's some experimental items that are worth looking into additionally, such as chlorine dioxide, for example. I think we should do studies on it. But there are a number of candidates of things that can work. Even hydroxychloroquine plus zinc has been well documented to work, even though the entire medical establishment tried to destroy the credibility of that drug and nutrient combination. In truth, that works. It saves lives. But the admission I have to make here today, and the failure on my part, is that I did not think that doctors and nurses would deliberately murder patients in hospitals in the United States. And it turns out that I overestimated the humanity of the doctors and nurses somehow. I'm not trying to denigrate every doctor and nurse that's out there. I know there are a lot of nurses that listen to this. A lot of nurses have been blowing the whistle and so on. But did you see this New York City nurse, you know, former military combat medic gal, I think. She's blown the whistle. She was on Tucker Carlson. She's blown the whistle. She took undercover video about how the New York City hospitals were taking healthy patients that didn't have COVID-19, and they were sticking them in the same rooms with confirmed infected COVID-19 patients. And then they were using the very long duration tests that take 5 or 10 days to get results so that the healthy patients were getting infected at the hospital. In other words, they were taking people who were coming in just with a cough or a cold or a flu or something, and they were sticking them in the room so they would catch COVID-19, and then they would shove them onto a ventilator, and they would be billing, you know, Medicare for all this money. And they did this deliberately. In other words, the doctors and nurses, at least in this hospital in New York, they deliberately murdered people so they could make more money. And you know what? Shame on me for not fully grasping how evil these people are, because I didn't think they were capable of doing that. I thought that there was no way that a bunch of doctors and nurses would get together and literally murder patients for profit, all on purpose. And it turns out that there are doctors and nurses that are that evil, and they do run the medical system. Again, I'm not saying every doctor or nurse is this evil, but at least in this hospital in New York City, they were. And it's hard to imagine that isn't more widespread, just given the total lack of ethics in medicine and how doctors are bribed by the drug companies and paid off. And all these things, seems like this practice is probably fairly widespread. So again, you know, my apologies for underestimating the depths of evil, because these people are criminals against humanity. They would take people who didn't have COVID, they would give them COVID in the hospital so they could make money while they're killing them, but they're billing, you know, Medicare. So killing and billing, you know how dentistry is, what do they say? Drill, fill, and bill. Medicine, I guess, hospital medicine now is just killing and billing with COVID-19. You know, testing, killing, and billing. It's sick. It's sick. So just to summarize where we are right now, by the way, the fact that they were killing some people by infecting them with real COVID-19 from other patients, you can't, by the way, look at that scenario. You can't say that it's all a hoax, like a lot of people are doing. I mean, even right now, Alex Jones is saying that it's all a hoax. He says that there's nobody that has COVID-19. Well, that can't be true, because how did they infect the patients in the hospitals if there's not really COVID-19, right? So there had to be COVID-19 in some patients who then infected the others. That's what the nurse is actually explaining, that COVID-19 is real and that some of the patients had it, but they put healthy patients in with those patients so there would be cross-infections. In order for cross-infections to take place, just logically, COVID-19 or the coronavirus has to be real, right? If it was all fake, then you couldn't cross-infect people in the hospital. So obviously it is real, but yes, on top of that, they were killing people. So that, I believe, is the most accurate assessment. And again, I apologize for giving doctors too much credit. You know, apparently, I should have gone back to my default position that all doctors, well, I guess it's not all, but most doctors are evil, total scum who will kill people for profit, because that's what has just been demonstrated yet again. That has been my default position for many years. I was trying to give doctors a little bit of credit on this to say, no, they wouldn't do that. They're trying to save lives. They're trying to, you know, reduce infections. Guess not. I guess they're just evil bastards, just evil mother just killing people for money. I guess from now on, that's going to be my default position, because that's, you know, every time I try to give doctors a little bit of credit, they just prove to be the most evil, insidious, anti-human son of a bitch on this planet. Just total puppets of big pharma. So, you know, as much as I try, I mean, sometimes people say, why can't you be more positive? You know, so I try to give doctors some credit, you know, try to be positive. Oh, doctors in their hearts, they want to help people. Turns out, nope. In their hearts, they want to murder people for profit because they want to pad their pockets, no matter who they have to kill in the process. That turns out to be most doctors, okay? So again, I apologize to my audience for assuming that some doctors might still be human instead of demons. But apparently they're demons. Demon doctors, you know, demon Democrat doctors, triple Ds. Sounds like a bra size or something. But that's what they are. Really sick, just really sick that we're even at this point, isn't it? You know, that we even have to have this kind of talk. That in the medical system, you go in and they're supposed to treat you. Instead, they infect you and they kill you, but they make money in that whole process. And that's what we have. So again, to try to summarize here, which is difficult for me, I keep getting off track. To try to summarize, the virus is real, number one. Number two, we know how to beat it with nutrition. Number three, the authorities have lost all credibility, and I'm not going to follow any damn piece of advice that they offer ever again. And number four, doctors are evil, so evil that they kill people just to make money off the ventilator treatments, and that I overestimated the humanity of doctors yet again. So, you know, the only major mistake that I make in my editorial coverage is, frankly, giving people too much credit for maybe being human, when I should just, by default, just figure everybody in the media, everybody who's a doctor, drug company puppet, everybody who is running the science journals, they're all demons. They're all just like anti-human, demon-possessed, you know, creatures of hell or something. And then I would have more accurate analysis at that point. And of course, all the Democrat leaders, i.e. Democrats, as well. And I have said that they're demons. And I'm sticking with that as well. These are filthy, anti-human, you know, hell-spawn creatures is what they are. That's why they love killing for profit, because it's kind of, they get some like weird demonic karma. Every living human being they kill, who was living in the image of God, let's say, they get like Satan bonus points or something. Like they're keeping score of how evil they can be, thinking that if they rack up the most evil, they get, I don't know, they get like, you know, I don't know, demon bonus cake or something. Maybe they get a higher position in hell because they already know they're condemned to hell because they murdered too many babies along the way, because that's what the medical system does, is just murder babies for profit and organ harvesting. They figure they're going to hell. They just want a higher position in hell. So they want like a Satan's lieutenant position or something. And so they're going for the points. You know, to get all the points, they got to kill as many human beings in the image of God as they can. And that's, and then they end up working for hospitals or drug companies or vaccine manufacturers or abortion clinics or what have you. That, I think that's probably the most accurate picture of all, is just to explain it that way. And I'm going to do my best to try to really just keep that framework in mind as we move forward in our human society from this point. It's just unreal. But anyway, again, those people who are saying that the virus isn't real, I think that they're going to be in for a big surprise here, you know, because they talk about the second wave and a third wave and so on and so forth. I don't even like the term. It's just that the virus is real and it does infect, it does spread easily. It spreads through asymptomatic carriers, even though the WHO said it didn't. She was lying. They were trying to support the riots is all. Even though it spreads easily, and even though the kill rate in the United States, by the way, the case fatality rate is currently between 6 and 10%, by the way. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. They think it's gone. No, it's of the cases that have resolved, 6 to 10% have resolved in death. So it is quite fatal, but you got to ask, you know, how much of that percentage is due to the doctors and nurses killing them? Maybe it's like 9% death by doctor and only 1% death by COVID. You know what I mean? I mean, at this point, we got to question everything. But my bottom line advice for everybody is, since no one's going to go under a second lockdown, people have mostly stopped wearing masks at this point. You know, social distancing is long gone thanks to the George Floyd riots and so on. Your only real defense is nutrition. So do what I do. Take vitamin C, vitamin D. I'm taking chlorine dioxide now. I'm drinking some of that stuff after listening to Alan Keyes, who's been taking it. So I'm drinking some of that. And I'm also taking, you know, other superfoods and supplements and so on. I'm doing a lot. Drinking, you know, raw organic juices every day, lots of things. So that's my defense. I plan on probably being exposed, maybe getting, you know, quote, infected, but I don't plan to be symptomatic. I don't plan to be in a hospital. Hell no, not going to a hospital. You might as well put a bullet in your head before you go to a hospital, because they'll torture you for profit before they kill you. You know what I mean? It'd be more merciful to just commit suicide before they put you under. But I'm just going to rely on nutrition. And that's my advice to everybody else, is boost your immune system. You know, get rid of underlying health conditions if you can. Improve your health. Improve your diet. Stop eating junk food. Stop eating inflammatory crap, garbage, fried foods. Get off medications if you can safely. You know, revolutionize your health, and then your risks of dying from COVID-19 go way, way down. And also your risks of being killed by a COVID-19 doctor also go way, way down. And frankly, we really, bottom line, as a country, we need to be calling for criminal arrests and prosecutions of these doctors, and also the medical journals and the drug companies and Dr. Fauci and these lunatics that are just getting everybody killed, faking the science, rigging everything so that they can make billions of dollars off the vaccines. You know, Dr. Fauci, he is a con artist who also profited off the Zika virus scare, which was a total fabrication, just a complete fraud that the media covered up for him. You know, this is the real story. We got to start holding people responsible for these crimes against humanity. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, as well as brighteon.com, the free speech video platform alternative to YouTube. Thanks for listening.